Hi there. My name is Adam Mahoney, and I am the National Climate and Environment Reporter at Capital B News, the first ever local national nonprofit news organization with an all-Black staff catering towards Black folks across the country. Earlier this summer, I launched a project that I'll be working on for the next several months. It's focused on the climate impacts of the current Black reverse migration in the U.S. This article was the first installation. The reverse migration is a term used to describe the current movement of hundreds of thousands of Black folks back to the South from the former industrial corridors of the Midwest and both coasts. But as Black folks have moved south, they've been awakened to a troubling and potentially life-threatening realities. Higher temperatures, stronger storms, and longer droughts. In a country where the color of your skin and the commas in your bank account dictate your quality of life, this will not bode well for future generations. As climate justice advocate Rihanna Gunn-Wright told me, at the end of the day, people are moving for a higher quality of life. But the question of constant disasters down the line makes it really thorny, because you're asking how long will that better quality of life last? To have a better life, Black folks are essentially moving towards the eye of the storm. And this demographic shift will just continue to come under more heat as the United States Supreme Court has worked to make life in the South even more difficult, with the overturning of Roe v. Wade and decisions in cases that will alter the school system, public health, and the country's ability to combat climate change. At Capital B, we're focused on how Black communities will respond and the different ways that we can support them. And I think my perspective on this story as an environmental justice of color, and particularly a Black man, is different because this is a reality that I and my ancestors have lived for generations. I'm a product of the first great migrations. My great-grandparents were born in Louisiana, Tennessee, and Georgia and moved north and west for safety and stability. And then my grandparents, born in Illinois, Texas, and Idaho, pushed even further west for safety and stability. So I know my story is not unique. It resonates with many Black Americans, descendants of generations of people who migrated from state to state, region and region, in search of better opportunities for their families. And while the country, rightfully so, focuses on climate migration, too much of that focus has been spent on the privileged few, those with the financial and cultural means to move to safer lands right now, not those who will undoubtedly be pushed to the extreme through climate apartheid in the future. But as a Black journalist, I know and have a duty to tell the stories of those on the margins, because for the entire history of this country, that is where people who have looked like me have operated. And I'm really thankful to be a part of this exhibit, and I hope we all continue to critically tackle the biggest issue of our time.